Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, July 22nd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Clubhouse announced Wednesday it is now open for anyone to sign up without needing to get on a wait list. Clubhouse expanded from iOS to Android in May and says it's reached 10 million downloads in the Android app's first 2 months. Clubhouse also added a text-based chat feature called Backchannel last week. The chip designer Arm published research in the journal Nature showing how it created Plastic Arm, a processor core in plastic rather than silicon. Plastic Arm is a flexible, fully functional, binary-compatible M0 microcontroller, although the die size is 1,500 times the size of a silicon M0, running at just 29 kilohertz. Arm claims this is still 12 times more powerful than other plastic compute designs. Tumblr debuted Post Plus, letting users create subscriber-only content with tiers at $3.99, $5.99, and $9.99 per month. Tumblr takes a 5% cut. Post Plus monetization will be available to all Tumblr users. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission issued a policy statement pledging to take on unlawful right-to-repair restrictions and encouraging competition in product repair markets. Under this new policy, the FTC will use its existing authorities to support independent repair shops and lower repair costs for consumers. Netflix reported Q2 revenue increased 19% in the year to $7.3 billion, in line with analysts' expectations. Overall, the service beat analyst estimates by adding 1.5 million subscribers globally in the quarter, but this included a loss of 430,000 subscribers in the U.S. and Canada. Nearly 4 million households have enrolled in the FCC's Emergency Broadband Benefit Program since it launched in May, but a new report by the Benton Institute for Broadband and Society found this represents only 1 in 12 eligible households. The researchers noted that areas with small, locally focused internet service providers have particularly high adoption due to proactive enrollment efforts. At its Alexa Live event, Amazon announced third-party developers will be able to use widgets to display skills content on Echo devices. The company also announced skill cards that will show skills users might like to try, as well as a name-free interaction toolkit, which will suggest skills based on questions asked by users. Paid skills were also announced, requiring a purchase before using rather than having a free download with an in-app purchase, as well as Alexa shopping actions, which will provide a 10% affiliate marketing commission from Amazon when selling products in a skill. Verizon announced the Verizon Smart Display, which will respond to both Hi Verizon and typical Amazon Voice Services wake words. It includes an 8-inch screen and LTE connectivity, which will be used to provide troubleshooting support to customers during service outages and setup. Intel opened pre-orders for its Nook 11 Extreme Mini Desktop, available with 11th Gen Core i5, i7, and i9 processors with enough room for a 12-inch graphics card. Pricing starts at $1,299, with higher-end version shipping in September, followed by the i5 version in December. The new CPU options will be available as an upgrade to last year's Nook 9 Extreme. Verizon announced the Fios TV app is available on Apple TV and Amazon Fire TV devices, previously only available on mobile apps. The app allows users to view content from a Fios TV One box in their home with a limit of 2 simultaneous streams per box. Twitter confirmed its testing showing upvote and downvotes with some iOS users. Downvotes will not be publicly shown, and upvotes will appear publicly as likes. Uber Freight intends to acquire the shipping software company Transplace from the private equity company TPG Capital in a $750 million deal. The acquisition will complement Uber Freight's existing supply chain management and shipping software suite and is expected to help the division reach profitability. Google rolled out Backup by Google One, an update to its existing Android backup service. This adds support for photos, videos, and MMS message backups to the previous service's backup offerings of app data, contacts, SMS messages, and preferences. And finally, LG announced an updated version of its LG PuraCare wearable air purifier that includes built-in microphones and speakers for voice amplification, as well as a smaller motor for the onboard fans. No pricing was announced, but LG will initially launch it in Thailand next month. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.